You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Fox News is now streaming live on Fox One. The voices you trust. The stories you won't find anywhere else.
This is the story breaking right now.
Fox One. We live for lives.
Try it free for 7 days. Offers are subject to change. Go to Fox One for complete terms and conditions.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mm-hmm. We're still seeing it. It's past that key number of 17.5 as we hang out here on this Thursday morning. Welcome back to Bet Sweats, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. And we were just talking to our last guest, Dave Richard, an alum of the Canes, about that game. And he seems a little nervous. He thinks they win, but he thinks it's held with it inside the number by South Florida, maybe around 2 touchdowns. Sam, closer to the number that you had in your power ratings, right?
Yeah, I was about 17.5. So that's exactly where I thought the number should have been, and we eventually got there. I'm trying to remember as I checked the box. So Circa opened it at 15, and within, geez, one whole minute, it got to 16, and then by the next morning, 17. So not really a surprise. I think there's this hesitancy for people to come in and lay points with Mario Cristobal. I hear it a ton. I hear it from sharp guys. I hear it from square guys. There's not a big appetite to lay points with that coach. And I think that thinking is a little silly because, as Dave alluded to off the air, Dave Richard, our guest, who was awesome talking about fantasy, and he watches a ton of film. His big takeaway from South Florida was they look small. And they are small. Miami, I don't think people realize how much talent Miami's got. If you can get past the coach, that's a really, really talented football team. But this is that leap year. I mean, all these guys that they brought in this current regime are now juniors and seniors. And that's what happened at Oregon. The guy recruits like a maniac. Talent is never the issue. It's the game day execution. But as a 17-point favorite, the house is saying that this should be a blowout. And I think that thought process is accurate. Like I'm not going to find myself on the dog. No way.
No. I mean, that was my first thought this week. Miami. This is a Miami game, and I get it. I do think the other side, not just the Mario stuff, but the Mario stuff in every game, like any handicap of any Canes game, he comes up in the conversation, right? Whether it's a lower spread and it's a big spot, like it was the Notre Dame game, and then they end up winning closer than it probably should have been at the very end, or whether they're laying points, he gets brought up in the conversation. Is he somehow going to cost you points in this spot? And you look at Miami's schedule, like you got Florida next week, and then they go to Florida State. This is kind of their tougher part on the schedule. It's pretty soft, man. Like this 3-week period or 3-game period, I should say, as of right now, this is it. Like if they can get out of this 5-0, which is very doable as a 17.5-point favorite against South Florida, you got Florida next week after they have to go against LSU. That's a great time to play Florida in the middle of their just ridiculous run of teams that they have to go through. Like man, Miami, they just might be running away with the ACC at some point. Clemson, surprisingly, way down. And I know we're just a couple of games into the year, but like this is just so key for Miami. I think Miami's going to lay it on them. Yes, you don't love that they've now gone through that key number of 17, sitting at 17.5. Would love to see if it comes down. The public is probably going to weigh in on USF. That's what I'm expecting. And maybe we can get back to 17, but I'm Miami or nothing.
Yeah, I'm very happy as somebody holding Miami stock and Carson Beck stock. I feel really good. If I told you that Illinois was 66th of 68 Power Four teams in sacks allowed, would you believe me?
Whoa. I would not.
Because they are.
Just based on their two opponents.
Yeah. 68 Power Four teams. They are 66th in sacks allowed. Now, I know they won by a lot, but that was a close game in the third quarter, and then it was not. The 28s are gone in this one. This was 28 Monday, Tuesday. I see Pinnacle at 27 now. Every other book, for the most part, has 27.5. I remind you, Illinois has Indiana on deck. Can we get there with a MAC team catching almost four touchdowns?
Yeah, we can. We can. Okay. I mean, I took Illinois to win the game and Survivor. Oh, big surprise there, a four-touchdown favorite. But getting inside the number, yeah. Yeah, I could see that a little bit. Are you mad about last week?
I am, but I like that's last week's over. I get over Saturday by Wednesday. So now that it's Thursday, I feel good about it. I feel refreshed. Like when you get murdered in one of those video games and you respawn, I have respawned. Thursday's a big respawn day for me.
Yes. But
that said, if I take Western Michigan and Illinois covers again, I will wholeheartedly and undoubtedly take the Hoosiers in week four. I will just chase Illinois down the rabbit hole. They call that a martingale in this racket, and that's what I will do.
Then you just have to bet on your guy for Heisman. Then you have to jump in it if the 150 is still out there.
Jake, I need Jake here. I need to tag in a friend. Jake, what's the final score? Illinois, Western Michigan. First score that comes to your mind. Go.
60-10.
Oh, see, it's already hit Jake. It's already hit him.
What?
60-10.
This is that's more about the opponent than Illinois.
I can't figure out where Jake's at, though. I'll be honest.
Imagine how I feel.
Know. Yeah.
Jake's all in after beating Duke.
I'm in a pretzel when it comes to Jake's opinion because I'm always ready for him. Mike is open. We're going to talk about Illinois. I'm expecting him to trash them and say how they never come up big, whether it's basketball, football, whatever. They're going to ruin his life and they're going to be terrible. And it's quite the opposite. We've taken a 180. He is way too positive about Illinois football, and it concerns me.
No, they smash this week and then they just lose to Indiana. That's what's going to happen.
Oh, you have a bet with Gertz?
No, because Indiana's going to win.
Okay. Damn.
I cannot wait. I mean, I can't wait for 10 toes down today because Gertz has been talking about it since Monday. But I cannot wait for Illinois-Indiana week. I cannot wait for that 10 toes down. That will be outstanding. A couple other games that I marked, Joe. Georgia-Tennessee has to be discussed. Georgia down to 3.5 on the road at Tennessee. And Clemson, Georgia Tech is now 3. So these games both opened about 6, and nothing but support for the dog. They took Georgia Tech plus the points, Tennessee plus the points. Now Clemson's laying 3, Georgia laying 3.5. If you had to take one of those favorites to win, I'm basically looking to build a two-team money line parlay. Notre Dame is my first leg. I love the Irish just to win. I want to do Notre Dame and blank. Should I do Notre Dame Clemson or Notre Dame Georgia?
Georgia.
I agree. That's where I was leaning.
I was going to ask you on Clemson as a 3-point favorite. Based on what we've seen so far, who is the better quarterback?
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
On Fox One, you can stream Fox's biggest moments live.
Get out!
Bigger.
I can feel the sweat and I can smell it a little.
Bigger.
That was genius.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Fox One, we live for live. Streaming now.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I don't know.
Right? Like, to have that conversation in week three, that's got to scare Clemson fans to death. Like, they didn't expect to be in this position.
Right. No, I think Klubnik has definitely disappointed for sure, but they can't run the ball. That's the more alarming thing. And Felder touched on this yesterday. If you can't run the ball, it makes life way more difficult on the quarterback. And their receivers, albeit talented, are very, very young. And I think there are some separation issues there because the guys are talented. But they just can't. They can't shake their guys right now. They're defenders, and Georgia Tech's a very physical football team. So we'll see. I kind of want to stay away from Clemson, but I do think Georgia's going to win, and I like Notre Dame to win. I'm going to build that parlay in the next 5 minutes and see what we get. The other game, like, so I find myself on some ugly leans this week. Western Michigan was one, and then I kind of like I want a short offense in Oregon Northwestern. The total is 49. I like the under. That's a sleepy 11 o'clock kick in Evanston. I know it's a national TV game. It's a big noon game on Fox. Northwestern's going to punt from the Oregon 40 multiple times and just try – they're going to try and play field position, and I could easily see that being like 31-10. I really want to go under, but then I got Jeff Schwartz here during the break who went to Oregon saying 49-0 or – 56-7, and I like, can Oregon keep beating bad teams like this and just scoring a million points? I don't know. Northwestern's defense is the best they've seen so far. Now, that's not saying a lot. They've played two really bad teams. But I think looking at that Oklahoma State result where Oregon scores almost 70, I don't think they're going to do that on the road. And the market has really come in under. This opened 52. And now at 49, I still think it's not a bad idea to go under there. That's a sleepy, sorry spot. That 11 a.m. kick in Evanston, nobody wants to be there. The place will be half empty.
No.
I think that's an under.
And what's the body clock, 9 a.m. for those boys? Two?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, I don't. We've seen this so many times, even with teams like Ohio State. That under is a way to bet on Northwestern without actually betting on Northwestern. And having to go through all that. I would agree with that idea.
Okay.
The Florida move. Everyone's down on them. Can't believe what happened last week. Fire the coach again. We're gonna relive that apparently. And you're going on the road in one of the toughest environments in the country. And they're betting Florida. We're not getting to 7, but we're just sitting there at 7.5. It opened 9.5. And they bet the Gators right away. We know that is respected money. Do you understand it? Are you with it? Like, what's your thought on LSU Florida?
Whew, early in the week, I was thinking maybe I'll get 10, and I would be I would be down to clown on 10. I don't know that it's going to close 10. I mean, it's not even 8 anymore. They knocked the 8.5s and the 8 off the board. So, you know, market 7.5. As I said on Monday and Tuesday, I would love to get 10. If I would love to get 10, I don't think I could get there at 7.5. So That's going to be a popular play, though. I mean, you know the public's going to bet LSU, put LSU in moneyline parlays. There's not an appetite for Florida from the average Joe. Like, when we do the room plays tomorrow, what are the odds LSU minus 7.5 is one of the five? I would say very high.
And we know the sharp money's on the other side. And the sharp money, which side do you want to line up on?
I would prefer to align with the guys who move the market.
Yeah.
But there was a chance I thought, maybe we'll get 9.5. Maybe we'll get 10. Very, very unlikely in this spot. By the way, I did tease this, so let me pay it up. A Notre Dame to win, Georgia to win, moneyline parlay is plus 115 at BetMGM.
Ooh. Yep. I like that. Looks good. I want to throw this one at you. Arkansas has played Alabama A&M and Arkansas State. It's a one-score number at Ole Miss. Ole Miss tested a little bit last week. They had to go on the road to Kentucky. Ends up being a one-score game. So we just lay it, right? We just lay it with Lane.
I know you're leading the witness here, but I'm willing to be led. I could be down for sure. Okay. At 7? Especially at 7. Other books are 7.5. Got to be 7. No chance 7.5. Got to be 7.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Yep. I think that's a good spot, man. Arkansas, it gets tough later on in the year, but that's life in the SEC where you have all those ranked teams down there. Any other games? It's just because of the name brand. Let me throw this. Tell me why you're laughing first.
I'm laughing because I'm finding out that the UMass quarterback is probably not going to go. I just got a text about it.
Oh, my God.
And I'm laughing that Iowa – so it's Iowa-UMass.
Okay.
Iowa is a 35-point favorite.
Yep.
The total is 42.5.
Yeah. Yeah. The first thing I did in college football, Sam, this week was on Sunday afternoon, I put Iowa in every college football survivor slot that I have. Because you're never going to use them again, and they have no chance of losing this game.
I need to do that. You are 100% right there. That is a bangarang. Iowa will not lose. Man, I want to get back on Duke too. I think Duke's last game was, I don't know that they're going to turn the ball over 5 times against Tulane. That's the case. They're going to beat Tulane. There's so much I like in college. It makes me anxious.
What do you feel when you see DeBoer favored by 20.5, some places 21 against the Badgers?
Oh, Wisconsin stinks.
I know. When I see that number, I'm like, oh, they must be really, really bad. Whew. It's a lot, though. Powerball. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. You mentioned 10 toes down coming up at the top of the hour. I'll take a look at some updated win totals, NFL injuries, right next on the BetMGM Note.
Fox News is now streaming live on Fox One. The voices you trust. The stories you won't find anywhere else.
This is the story breaking right now.
Fox One. We live for lies.
Try it free for 7 days. Offers are subject to change. Go to Fox One for complete terms and conditions.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.